Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Oh, my family, let me tell you, such an amazing atmosphere here. And I don't know how to do this because, you see, we are live and we are being listened to right now by businesses. And let me just tell you, I want somebody to hear my plea. We absolutely have to do this as often as possible. I am in conversation now with a lady that has just asked me, listen, like, can we just have a normal conversation? Like, oh, this is absolutely lovely. Mabuang Matlo is the founder of Lifakong Moringa. She is the expert Tabatupam Dimo. Mabuang, good afternoon and welcome.
Well, good afternoon to you too and your listeners.
Yeah. So let's take it straight, Organ. Let's go to the US. How does this happen for you?
Okay. So luckily this year we had our break with DDECT and NWDC.
Yeah.
When they took us to the Summer Fancy Food Show, right?
Oh, fantastic. Summer Fancy Food Show.
Yeah. Okay. It was in New York in June.
Okay.
In conjunction with USAID. So when we got there, you know, we did our thing. You know, I showcased my products, my Moringa products,
right.
And interest grew from there.
Mm-hmm.
We had lots of inquiries and leads. But what I did while I was there was, okay, you know what? Let's sign up with a distributor.
Sure.
That would be the first step. And let's see how it goes. And when we got back home, we did sign with the distributor. And, you know, any exports take something like 18 to 24 months
sure.
before they happen. But hey, guess what? We signed up and last week our first consignment of teas,
no.
powders, yeah, capsules and our cosmetic products are now on the way to the US. In fact, yesterday they were telling me they've just left Dubai to go to the US. So I'm super excited, you know, about the progress that Lifakong has made thus far in the export
sure.
market. And wow, I'm looking, you know, to more orders coming in from the US because it's a very big market. And, you know, they're heading to winter now and the Moringa teas, you know, it's a superfood. They just love that.
Right, right, yeah. right. Well, come back and just understand, you know, the actual product. I am fascinated about what has happened with Lifakong. Now, let's talk about the actual supply chain. Because a lot of people, Mabuang, you're in business, you would actually know. A lot of people get stuck with distribution. They get stuck with expansion. They get stuck even with manufacturing the first batch. How does that work? And what are some of the help that is available for somebody who was in your shoes 2 years ago?
Okay, so what I did, I had a strategy, export marketing plan and strategy.
Sure.
And hence I'd say, confidently say that exports take anything between 18 months to 24 months.
Mm.
So for Lifakong to be export ready, we had to then equip ourselves with, do we have the equipment? You know, we had to checklist. Do we have the necessary equipment? Do we have the infrastructure? Do we have the support? You know, is there packaging to suit that market? Because each market will be different in terms of their packaging labeling. Have we done enough market research? You know, so it's a journey and it's a process, work in progress, but we've been putting all those things together to say these are the target countries or global countries that we'd like to be in, and we'd always adapted to that. So when the US, for instance, order came in, we were export ready because we made sure that in our factory or in manufacturing space, we put aside certain amount of teas, for instance,
that
for
is
the export.
Amazing.
So there's no blockages, right?
Mm.
And I know people would say, what help does government do?
Mm.
So for instance, the Northwest guys, they give us the platforms where we go out to look for the markets, but the onus is on the company to be able to
activate those leads,
yeah,
right.
and supply that, right?
Mm.
So, you know, we need to meet each other halfway here. So this is where it is. So in the supply chain, with the distribution, we make sure that we've got surplus stock specifically for that marketplace so we can be able to supply. Supply must be continuous. Supply demand issues must always be there.
Please also, you know, add to your Moringa benefits that they turn business people into teachers.
There you go.
Because that's exactly what happens. I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, you are a teacher. You should be coaching other businesses.
Yeah.
But let's come back then to the actual business, Lefakong, Moringa. I mean, you will agree, Mabuang. You know, Moringa has become like a thing, right? There is Moringa, there is So Moringa, there is, you know, all types of things. You know, what exactly is this Moringa and why is it called a superfood?
Okay, so Moringa is also called the tree of life. It comes from India originally. Originates from India, but it can grow anywhere in the world as long as the conditions are right. And the conditions are lots of sun, low rain. You know, it can grow anywhere. It's drought resistant. So your global market places, it would not grow. Your Europe's, etc., because it's extremely cold. But in Africa, you find it in your Indias. Wherever it's humid, you will find Moringa.
Sure.
So now it's called, it's a superfood because of the 92 trace elements and minerals it has.
Mm.
It's got like your potassium, calcium, selenium. You know, it's a superfood packed with everything in it. So Moringa is also not a fussy superfood. You can also mix it with other botanicals easily. Your baobabs, your cinnamons, your gingers, etc. So it's something that complements
everything.
Most of the herbals. Yes, it complements most of the herbals.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about your journey as a manufacturer, as a producer, rather. You know, because I think manufacturing is a service you need.
Yeah.
You're a producer. What is that journey, Mabuang? There's a lot of us with ideas. How did your idea become this reality that we are looking at right now?
Okay, so when I started the Moringa journey, I'm actually a Moringa farmer. Commercial Moringa farmer.
No way.
Yeah. So I do the whole value chain from farm literally to packet. And that has always been my vision when I started the Moringa in 2017.
Sure.
To say, you know what? One day I want to see my Moringa on shelves. I want to see it packaged. So when I started the primary agriculture, I then also looked at what am I going to do with this Moringa, right?
Let me just intercept there. Are you a commercial farmer with a commercial farm or do you do household farming?
I'm a commercial farmer with a commercial farm in Bosplas, Northwest Province.
Fantastic.
Yes,
is the same possible with household farming?
It is
it should
possible.
Be, right?
It is possible, but we'd have to have a few households would be able to produce that Moringa, right?
Wonderful,
so,
yeah.
With 1,000 Moringa trees, I went commercial. Now we started with those 1,000, and now we sit with 10,000 Moringa trees that are on the farm.
Mm.
So, you know, so we can be able to address the issues of supply and demand.
Sure, sure.
But those with big backyard farms are also able to go commercial.
Right.
As long as they can then plant your 1,000 trees up.
That
right?
is wonderful. So 1,000 is like your minimum, right?
Your minimum.
Okay, to ensure supply.
Yes.
Right. What then is the journey that, you know, after you've seen that, look, I can do this, then what happens?
So what happened was like, okay, then it means I must look at packaging. I must look at marketing. I must look at facilities, you know, where we're going to manufacture from. And, you know, fortunately, we've got a lot of space on the farm. So I started to then build my processing unit. But hey, before then, I'm an entrepreneur. I was then housed at Innovation Hub,
right?
Where I was able to produce from, then grow. Right? While you're growing the business and manufacturing, looking at what other compliance issues you need to put in place, then I was based there. But now we're now at the farm full time. We've got our own processing unit, our own machine. And that has happened over the years. I mean, it's only now this year where Lefako managed to buy its own machinery, tea bag machines, drying machines, etc. So we're at a level where we're saying it's been a journey, but you've got to start somewhere, right? And we must then utilize the networks we have, the spaces we have out there as entrepreneurs to be able to realize our vision and goal.
Right.
Ultimate.
I love talking to entrepreneurs because I don't think we have these conversations enough. Before we let you go, Mabuang, before, you know, if an entrepreneur is listening to us right now and they're thinking, guys, you know, you've got the government, you've been overseas, you are speaking from a point of privilege, you know, what would you say to that person that is sitting right now and thinking, I don't know where to go from, you know, point A to point B. I don't know what's going to take me there. And I'll tell you what I'd like you to focus on. The issue of access to information.
Okay. So most people in this space are not actually reading or Googling or, you
know. He's about to feel sorry for us.
So people only say, oh, but you lucky fish. And I'm like, no, there's nothing lucky about me. I knock on doors. I network. I Google. I read. For instance, DTI. I've been with the DTIC since 2017. They've taken me to EMEA export platforms with my Moringa. I've been to Cuba, Russia, you know, Japan, China. And it's because I knock on doors. I read. And I say, okay, I want to be in the export global market, right? Eventually. Let me look at the requirements that they want. Then I comply with those requirements. It's as simple as that. So it's not about a matter of I know somebody or connection.
Who knows somebody.
No. We get chosen on merit and what we are bringing on the table, right?
Sure.
So entrepreneurs should have the culture of not entitlement, but also let's meet each other halfway with the government and other people and other stakeholders. So I don't feel entitled, you know, to be taken anyway. But if I am, great. But I use the networks that I have to be able to move my Moringa and my products to the next level and share my journey as an entrepreneur to say, guys, you know what? Let's hold each other's hands and let's move. You can do this.
Sure, yeah. That is amazing. Mabuangi, it was absolutely, look, I've got goosebumps chatting to you because, no, seriously, I mean, there's a lot of us. COVID taught us to be industrious. COVID taught us to think a little bit beyond what is available to us. And so there's a lot of people sitting with really profitable ideas, but they just don't know how to move, you know, from idea to feasibility. And thank you so much for the inspiration.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. My family, before Mwabuang goes, I don't want to. I want you to know, this one is a conference speaker. Please, the next time you want to motivate entrepreneurs, Mwabuang is right here. Thank you so much. We absolutely appreciate you.
Thank you.
That is Mwabuang Matlo, Lifakong Moringa, is where she's joining us from. The Northwest buzzing right here at the manufacturing Indaba, my family. So thank you so much. If you've just joined us, I hope that is encouraging somebody to realize that dreams can be realized, my family. Dreams can indeed come true. The manufacturing Indaba, 2023 happening, buzzing. I'm seeing a lot of people networking. It is absolutely amazing. And I'll tell you what it actually reminds me of. It actually reminds me, you know, of those times when we were kids and we would just, you know, walk around in the street trying to find somebody to play with. And as soon as you see a group of kids playing, you know, you don't even need anything. You just go. You don't even need to introduce yourself. You know, isn't that amazing how kids sort of socialize? That's exactly what I'm seeing. The ease of networking that is happening right here at the manufacturing Indaba. And that, considering this culture of exclusivity, this culture of isolation that we've created for ourselves, that for me is an absolute wonder to watch. Let me tell you, we've got Jean. Even Jean is marketing. She is networking. She's not just taking pictures. It is absolutely amazing here at the manufacturing Indaba. My family, the only person that doesn't look happy. So we want to try and see if we can actually make him happy a little bit. Is Mpo? Mpo, why aren't you happy today? Gingvel. King, like Kupa Usmile, we've just interviewed your hometown. What's your problem? 0826572729, my family. If you've got any comments, if you'd like to reach out, if you'd like us to connect with somebody that you know is here, please do let us know. 0826572729. It is heart to heart. We love being out here. We love taking conversations to where it matters the most, and more than anything else, taking Jesus Christ with us wherever we go.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.